A Prayer for Busy Moms to Keep Bible Study a Priority by Meg Butcher. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Mark 1:35. Bible study since the birth of my children has been an 8-year battle. I've done all sorts of things to avoid being noticed until 7 a.m. There's little time for formality after childbirth, but always time for him. Though we may not be able to wrap our exhausted minds around how to fit one more thing into our lives, the author of creation can stretch our time. Wake up. The struggle of the snooze button is simplified by Jesus' example. When we walk into the day without letting God prepare our hearts, it's like forgetting to eat. Our minds aren't as sharp without proper nutrition, and our bodies become susceptible to sickness and injury. The same is true for our souls. We're promised to be attacked when we walk out the door each day. In 5 minutes, God can equip our hearts to face the day ahead. Use your time wisely. Many moms spend a major chunk of the afternoon waiting in the school pickup line. In that 20 minutes of glorious, quiet space, read a book. One chapter a day turns into 20 books a year and an opportunity to study the Bible. Christian authors abound with books on topics that meet busy moms where they're at with camaraderie, laughter, and tears. Find people. God did not intend for us to walk through life alone. People are placed in your space to help you connect to Him. Sign up for a Bible study group, seek out groups of moms that meet to talk while their kids play, or just maintain friendships by scheduling lunch dates. It's comforting just to go through life together. During the days we can't see past our busyness, we can have faith those extra minutes are there. Please pray with me. Father, we praise you for leaving your word as a lamp to our feet. Creator of all, you are powerful to stretch the minutes of our lives. Thank you for the free gift we have to read and study your word in this country. And we pray blessing and peace over nations that do not share that privilege or know your love. Help us to honor you each day by seeking you in Bible study. For you promise, those who seek me, find me. Thank you for the blessing of motherhood. Bless us with confidence from the strength your word provides as we lift up overwhelming business to the capable hands that craft time. Bless us with strong faith and trust to know in our hearts that we are as precious to you as our children are to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.